Welcome to the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, the sports doc, Ed Pothel. And this week we are talking with Jamie Johnston of the Community Ed Department, the facilitator at Community Education. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Great to have you here. And if you could, first of all, start off by telling us what's happening over at Community Ed.
Well, sure can. We've got some new courses that we're thoroughly excited about. We just added Zumba, there's some instructors here through a program called Envy Fit, and they're willing to be able to be our instructors for us. And we're actually getting to hold it over at the old Alton gym, so we're pretty excited to be able to break in that new facility since that's been cleaned out and looks great over there. So it's one of those classes to where if you're looking to get healthy and kind of get a head start on the holiday munchies, we'd love to be able to have you. So it's about $30 a month, and that goes for three times a week, so Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And it's just a great time of fun. You don't have to know how to dance, or because I know that I wouldn't be able to keep up with anybody, especially now since hitting up the Halloween candies and all that other kind of fun stuff. Try not to raid the kids' stash. One of those things that you know, just being able to get in shape and stay in shape, but having that accountability with all those other folks. So we've got a Zumba class coming up, and then another one that we're really excited about, which is conversational Spanish. And so we actually have a native Spanish speaker that's going to be teaching that class. And that's actually going to be a 12-week course. It's just going to be on Mondays, but it's for an hour and a half each time. So it's 18 hours for the whole gamut. And it's just going to be a great time to be able to learn how to converse in Spanish and hopefully being able to do it in an atmosphere to where you can practice with the folks that are within the class. And then also she's going to give a lot of tools to be able to help out using smartphones and devices, so that way when you go home, you know how to practice and be able to implement that when you go in the house. We have another great course too coming up called Cookie Couture, and we're pretty pumped up about this one as well. So we're talking about sweets, and that's, you know, one of those tough things for me. I have a sweet tooth, so especially cookies. And in my household, my wife, that's her favorite thing to eat is cookies. But showing how to decorate those. Basically bakery cookies, the ones that, you know, they want you to spend $1, $2 for, showing you how to do flooding and lining and decorating. And so we have a new teacher who's going to be teaching that. And she's actually been working with some of the students at school in regards to doing the same thing. So we're really excited about the class, and it's filling up pretty quick. So we do have some limited space on a lot of these new classes. So we'd love for you to be able to hop in there and check them out. We have another one called Hands-On Chef that we had actually implemented last year. And Hands-On Chef Junior, which is a Hands-On Chef, would be a great one for either date nights or just getting in there and learn how to cook. So he's going to teach kind of the basics, but depending on your level of cooking skills, he's going to be able to adapt the lesson as well. But especially setting up for the holidays, he has two holiday ones that he will be doing. And the first one's holiday appetizers, so almost like a tapas class, so getting to kind of break in with all those hors d'oeuvres that you'd be having at some of those Christmas parties, as well as doing holiday salads at the next one and showing you, just kind of walking you through the gamut of here's the different ways to be able to prepare the holiday salads. And it's actually a fairly long course each one of those nights, and go on for about 3 hours, but that's kind of covering all the basics, getting you through, and then also you get to eat all the things that you make. So it's hard to pass up a deal like that. We have another new class as well called Anger Management and Life Skills. And so we know holiday times come a little stressful, to say the least. So whether it's with your immediate family or with all those extended relatives and having those family reunion type get-togethers, it's just another one of those opportunities to teach you practical ways to go throughout life and to be able to handle some of those stressful situations. So we're actually really excited about that. We have a class that's it's actually a two-night class, a two-part class. There's one coming up here in November, and then there's another one that'll be available in December. And then we've got another one starting here this week, within the week. It's called Country and Western Dance. And so I know, like I said earlier, I don't have many of those moves. So is one of those that I kind of need a little help on, but definitely used for a date night. So it's one of those that hopefully my wife and I will be able to get out and to be able to escape just for a little bit, just to enjoy each other's company and be able to learn some new things that we can use for the rest of our lives. And then we also have our regular classes that have been going on for a long time. It's actually going into the 29th year of AquaSize. And so for folks that are looking to get some of that exercise in the water and just be able to enjoy that, but to enjoy that low stress on the joints opportunity for AquaSize is great. And then Teenage Driver's Ed, it's that gift that keeps on giving. So it's kind of one of those gifts that you can give to your student, but it'll constantly keep on giving back to you, because this way you can go, hey, I'd like you to run the store and go get this for me. So another one of those great classes that always makes and always tough to be able to squeeze everybody in. So those are going on right now. And so if they want to check out our website and be able to go on there and register and check it out and see if you can get in just in time.
All right. And now with the holidays right around the corner, any special holiday events planned for Community Ed?
We sure do. We have a great one coming up. We're actually going to be a sponsor of this. It's basically a basketball tournament called the Great Give Back Holiday Hoops and Toy Drive. And so there's actually a local charity group called the Great Give Back. Some students from Sam Houston State University that are from this area are actually hosting this event. And we'll be doing it at the Brenham ISD's Rock Gym. That's located right there on 6th Street. And they'll be doing that on December 2nd and 3rd. It'll go on from noon to 8 each day. There's an entry fee for folks that would like to enter into the 3-on-3 tournament, or if folks just want to come by and either give a new toy donation or be able to give monetary donations. Love to be able to have those to be able to support some of the less fortunate family or even families in the Brenham area, as well as all those toys will go to less fortunate children here in the Brenham area as well. So we're really excited about that, teams that want to register, it's a $50 registration, and they can win up to prizes up to $200 for being able to be in that tournament. And so male, female, young, old, whoever would like to be able to participate in it and form a team. We're going to be using those outdoor courts and the indoor courts over there at the Rock Gym, and so it should be a good old time.
Mm. All right. Now, what are some of the courses that you would like to offer?
Well, there's a great one that we've had a lot of inquiries about, which is actually dog training. We'd like to bring back some dog training classes. We do have an instructor that would like to be able to lead that, but we just kind of need to know who might be interested in something like that. Since dog training, it really kind of leads down to some specifics, whether it's a new puppy, especially those folks that are getting new puppies over the holidays, and you're looking for some of the training that would come with that. Or maybe it's just a dog that's been in the house a while and just, you know, constantly jumping up or maybe doesn't know when to go outside, those kinds of things, and working on some of the trainings. But then there's also a lot of it comes down to the size of the dog. So it's kind of tough teaching a Chihuahua right next to a lab and trying to teach them the same things, and depending on age too. So we're just trying to look to see who may be interested in that and what kind of puppies we'd be training at that time, so we can kind of schedule some of those classes here coming up in the spring. We also have one that we are starting up called Love Guitar, No Guitar, and we'll be doing that here in January as well. But there's other ones. So fitness is always a big deal, especially right there after the holidays. So if somebody's looking to teach yoga or wants to be able to be a part of it, anything has to do with workouts, so that's kettlebell training and all of those. We're even looking for instructors that want to teach technology classes, so whether that be coding or just computer one-on-one, here's how to be able to use these skills. We'd love to be able to have folks do that. But then anything has to do with the arts, so things like photography and bread making, sewing, any kind of crafty type things, candle making, and even art for kids. We've had a lot of interest in that, and especially even photography for kids. So we'd love to be able to have people who are interested in participating, as well as those folks that would love to be able to teach some of those classes. We're currently working with some folks right now and trying to set up some beautician tips type classes. And so hopefully that'll start, but if we have other folks that are interested in teaching that as well and want to get a run on it, then we'd love to be able to have them. And then those folks that would be interested in maybe having their kids participate in holiday-type programs. So since the holidays are coming up, or even the spring break and during the summer, being able to have some programming for those children as well. And then folks, I would love to be able to be a part of it.
Now, will there be any programming for the kids, kind of like the BCE Hoops program this past summer?
We're actually looking at that. The BCE Hoops went really well this past summer. We enjoyed it. We had a lot of folks encouraged about all the training and their skills that went into our Hoops program. And so here, starting up in January, we're going to be sending out some information about some of our select teams and starting up some of those select sports, kind of getting ready for that travel season. So that way, as soon as basketball season is over, they can kind of roll right into that right after school. So that way they can start scheduling tournaments and also have a lot of that practice in. So enough time for a lot of those teams to be able to gel and really feel like they're moving in with a lot of momentum going in the tournaments, as well as being able to schedule a lot of those hopefully summer camps and clinics and some of those day clinics that we'd like to be able to provide, and then hopefully another tournament. We had a tournament this past summer, and it went really well. So we had a lot of folks from out of town, so whether it be San Antonio and the Dallas area, and be able to have varsity and junior varsity, as well as tournaments for some of those 5th and 6th grade and hopefully 3rd and 4th grade kiddos as well. So depending on how many teams we have here, I know we can get interest. It's just a matter of getting that up and running. So look out for it. If you'd like to be a part of any basketball organizations during the spring and summertime, we'd love to be able to have them.
All right. Now, in the past, Burnham Community Ed used to offer travel and educational trips. Now, will y'all be ever looking at doing something like that again?
We've actually been doing some research on it as well, and that's another one of those things on engaging the community. We're hopefully here in the next week or two, we should be able to have a form up on our website at BrenhamCommunityEd.com to where folks can go on and we can just kind of pick their brains in regards to a survey and see kind of the things that they would like to be able to offer. So we'd like to be able to offer a lot of the travel trips again, as well as some of those educational tours, whether that be the painted churches or going to see hummingbirds or a lot of those other fun trips that people love to be able to check out that are nearby, or even some of those further trips that I know that they like to be able to take. So whether that be to another country or whether that be here just within the states, we'd love to see if we can provide that need as well, and see if we can get that program started up again.
I'm thinking an educational trip to Key West.
That sounds wonderful.
To learn at the feet of Jimmy Buffett. I'm thinking that would be quite a popular trip.
Anytime you can have a cheeseburger in paradise, I think would be a good trip for me. So
there you go. Now, is there anything else that you'd like to touch on about Burnham Community Ed while we're here?
Well, if they're just interested on what's going on at Community Ed, they can follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, or Instagram, as well as we should be having a lot of other wonderful things coming up. And so I know that we have some of these same type classes we'll schedule for the spring as well, and a lot of these new programs hopefully available in January. But we love people, just to encourage them to follow us on our social media channels. But they can definitely either come visit us, whether that be at 1301 South Market here in Brenham, and see the oldest current school that we have in the oldest school district here in Texas. They call us at 979-277-3895, or they can just visit us online and follow things that are going on and register for classes at BrenhamCommunityEd.com.
All right. That should about cover it then. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And you've been listening to the BISD Roundtable. We'll be back again next week here on KWHI.